T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe to camera, John Rich. It is 94 WIP, 888-729-9494. On a day where Kapler fired by the Phillies, we're still trying to figure out and wait the word on whether he's still part of the organization or not part of the organization. Again, the press conference tomorrow, right around this time, 1 o'clock on our show. And, I mean, we're obviously anticipating that big time already, so we shall see. All right, 888-729-9494. Let's welcome in our buddy, of course, from NBC10 here in Philadelphia. Former Eagle, longtime sports director, the whole deal, now doing the news. Opinionated as always when it comes to Philadelphia sports, Mr. Vi Sikahema. Vi, what's going on, my man?
Joe, John, man, it's good to be with you guys. Love listening to you guys. I actually texted this to you earlier that I was just walking into the gym when I had to sit in my car for another 5 minutes because the breaking news came over that you guys broke.
Yep.
That Gabe was gone.
Pretty massive.
It's big news. I mean, Vi, what's your opinion?
Well, look, I don't disagree. I know you guys wanted him still here, but
he did.
Yeah, I did. John was kind of on the fence.
I
wanted Kapler to be afforded the opportunity to interview with whoever the new GM was going to be. You know, like I felt like McPhail and Klentak needed to go and Kapler probably go, but let him interview. That would have been my best case scenario.
John, but
I think they need to clean shop.
Me too. I'm shocked at a couple things. One, that it maybe I shouldn't be so shocked that it took what, 2 weeks?
Yeah,
week
ten,
and a half?
10 days.
Like 10 days.
Yeah.
10 days that we let him hang out there.
Yeah.
You know, to blow in the wind. We, you know, and nobody knew what was going on. And then there was speculation that the longer it went, the better it looked, you know, for everybody. And nobody's going to leave. But then when you do it, I think I'm like John this way. They should just entirely gut the place.
Yeah.
Get rid of everybody. Matt, Andy, everybody.
Yeah.
And just start. Because, you know, a new manager, these guys, you're going to let these two guys hire the next manager?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's crazy.
Well, and knowing that they...
What you're doing, right, you're bringing a guy you know and you've dealt with before and Buck Showalter, probably. I mean, that makes the most sense right now. Is there another manager worth his salt who wants to come in and be subjected to, hey,
to this?
We tell you what to do. We will puppet you to a certain degree.
Well, there's
a strong manager who's got his own plan.
I'll give you something that works against hiring one of the top guys. Now, maybe they can still pull this off, but this is something we haven't explored yet, but it's just another thought that came to my mind. Let's say whoever the top guy is, and I think there's a sense Girardi and Showalter, and not as much Showalter, but Girardi and Madden kind of have the biggest chops, right? I think they're the two sexiest names, probably with Showalter third. Well, one of the things I wonder is if they know they walk into a situation where there's a decent chance Matt Klentak gets fired in 12 months and then someone else is hired 12 months from now.
Right.
Does the Girardis of the world say, I'll choose to go there instead of the five other spots they can go to, knowing that there might be upheaval above me 12 months from now. And then a Dombrowski gets hired, and now, hey, maybe I don't have the greatest relationship with Dombrowski, and he's got his guy he wants to bring in.
That's what's going to keep a great manager from coming here. You know, you're going to get somebody who's probably desperate that will take the job. All right, I think McPhail has a relationship with Showalter, right?
Correct.
They've got a relationship. So that I don't think Madden's coming here. Right,
I don't either.
Madden's probably going to take the Angels' job.
That's the word.
That's the word. Except today it came out that he's interested.
His interest
in the
is
Phillies.
He's interested because he wants to get.
Yeah, he's trying to create leverage for himself. That's why he's interested.
Yeah.
Come on, enough with that. But by the way, I heard you say as I was driving here that that Gabe didn't do a good job managing up. I don't think he did a great job managing down either. If they spent the last 10 days flying all over creation, by the way, which is another joke, you had them all here. You had everybody here. This was coming down the pike. This wasn't a surprise to anybody. Start talking to people, back in August, September.
I
mean, it's been 10 days, and then they want to get on planes and start flying around Come on.
Hey, Vi throwing verbal punches in here like it's the Giants goalpost or something today. Let's go to the phones. Vi in studio will take some calls with us. He's got a great foundation event, charity event coming up. We'll get to that. His thoughts on the Eagles as well. To the phones we go on the day Gabe Kapler is fired by the Phillies, 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Rob in Abington. What's up, Rob?
How you doing, JQ?
Is that me? Is that James? Is that John? Who is that?
What is that?
JQ? Is that
JQ? Joe, John, James.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Come on, fellas. Come on.
All right.
I'm just joking with you. Like, truth be told, my thing is basically on this. I don't mind Gabe getting fired because the players kept getting worse. Now, if you want to say that the other guy needs to get fired too, I'm not going to argue that. But I can't defend Gabe the way y'all seem to be. Like, y'all want to give him a pass on the fact that players keep getting worse.
That's not a problem.
They plateau. They were getting worse.
Right. And I've wondered all along, you know, what are these individual position coaches doing, the hitting coach, the pitching coach, that seems to be causing these guys to deteriorate? And we brought it up all the time. Like, guys leave here, they get better. And that it doesn't make sense.
They come.
I felt
they're
like
better before they come, they better when they
yes.
leave.
Yes, and I felt like that. I felt like this system is what's hampering the guys, and that system was imposed upon Gabe Kapler. Like, here's how you got to teach it. And I believe it all starts with Klentak. That's why I wanted him gone. And you know,
that's not happening. My only thing on Klentak is this: if that same roster, hopefully it's not. I'm not asking for it. But if it's the same roster that goes in next year and they are better than what they were this year and better than what they were last year, then you can't deny that Gabe had to go.
When you say the roster there, Rob, that's all stuff above them. I mean, the roster is not – I mean, think of it this way. Let me just say this. For people that wanted Gabe Kapler gone, now we've talked a ton about the pitching this show, and we've talked about it for the last – 4.5 months since it became entirely obvious they didn't have enough pitching, right? And it's also something that was viewed as a concern going into the year. Just as a for instance, his backup catcher is not a Major League Baseball player. His backup catcher belonged on the Sixers in 2014 when they were trying to tank. Andrew Knapp is not a player that should be on a Major League Baseball roster. He should be in the minor leagues. That was his catcher as a backup. By the way, it's probably part of what got JT Realmuto worn down at the end of the year. They could barely play this backup catcher because he was that bad.
Oh, but he somehow found his way to the plate when games mattered most repeatedly.
I know.
Yeah, it's Clint. That is on Klentak. But on Klentak.
They also went with an extra pitcher in the bullpen. So now you only have a 4-man bench. By the way, the other guys on that bench are like a Rodriguez, a Quinn.
John,
Nick Williams. This is the worst bench I ever saw. I mean, honestly, this was a horrendous bench.
Here's something simple.
Some of the issues that I had a problem with Gabe with involved the way he handled discipline.
Yeah.
On his team.
What do you make of that?
That to me showed me that he did not have the intestinal fortitude, to walk into a clubhouse and put his foot down or put his foot down somebody's throat and say, look, we're not having this. Mm-hmm. We are not having any of this. Instead, he kowtowed to, he disciplined, one or two people that were easy to discipline, but the guys
Mikel
who really
Bronco.
Needed it,
yeah,
he didn't do that.
But we also heard that Matt Klentak didn't want him to be.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Hard ass
steer.
Yeah.
Right.
He wanted him to give in to the guys to some degree the guys to be happy.
Which plays to what you said earlier before I got here, that he didn't manage up. That's something you got to tell them, your boss, hey, look, let me handle this. Let me do this because I'm going to lose this clubhouse.
Never going to happen.
Right.
Because, listen, Vi, there's some guys. I mean, obviously Dallas Green. I mean, Dallas Green was management until he took over as a manager. I mean, he was management. But – I mean, there are some guys that just would not permit that, just wouldn't permit it.
Yeah, you go back to Charlie, and Charlie, had an issue with J-Roll, right?
Absolutely.
Running out of bases, and, he sat him down.
Yeah.
And J-Roll heard the message, and, and they
moved
on.
And then Jimmy would be good for a year and a half, and he would do it again.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jeff, who's with us. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, fellas. I never had a chance to hear and talk with Vasek Helma.
My man.
How's it going, fellas?
Great.
Now,
good to hear your voice.
I'm going to get into it. I don't know, like I told James, I don't know where this Gabe Love is coming from, because I haven't heard these guys in 163 games.
I'm shocked, too, Jeff.
You're right.
I'm shocked.
It's consistent today, though.
He was
given such a raw deal the last 10 days. It's like everyone forgets the way he looked this season.
You know why? All the people that were against Gabe are out there having a drink, a sigh of relief. They don't have time to get to the phone right now because they're still on their
yeah.
Now, let me tell you how long Gabe has been in my crawl, and to see if you can figure this out. What was the reason Rhea Muto did not play for his team before we got him?
Did not play for whose team? The Marlins?
He had hamstring problems, right?
You're talking about in Florida?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
They had to settle for injury. Okay. This is what the manager is supposed to do. In April, it's when the coldest year in April. It was 50-something degrees. What did he have a man with hamstring problems doing? That's 250, 6'3", whatever. Had him stealing bases. I was done. Last year, they pissed me off. This year, it tipped me over the rim. The second thing is, if anybody ever told you don't worry about an alarm, this pissed me off even more. Don't worry about the alarm clock. Just get up when you get up and get here when you come on, man. I was done at that point.
That was crazy.
That was very odd.
So what if you didn't show up? Like what if you just like to my own devices, I could sleep until 5 p.m.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what he would have said? He says, "Well, we don't know this, but I had a talk with him, and he's going to own it, and the player did own it, and I feel satisfied that the player's own it." And the next thing he didn't do. When did he ever get thrown out of a game for a real reason versus game 140? He's trying to get thrown out of the eighth inning.
He got it cranked up.
You felt like it was false pretense?
He got it cranked up earlier in the year a couple times. I don't remember the exact moments.
I remember we were all cheering when he finally got tossed.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Because he showed a little spunk.
Vi, we obviously thought we'd be talking a ton of Eagles in here today as well. A lot of Phillies conversation.
This is what happens, man.
It is what happens. What do you make, though? Curious your thoughts. 5-2. Great win in Green Bay. They win that game, kind of get things leveled out. Beat the Jets. They stink. All right. Eagles. Elite, not elite. Where are you right now with what they are?
No, I think they are as who was it? Which coach said you are?
Parcells.
It was Parcells who said your record is who you are. And I think that's who they are. They're a 3-2 team. But here's what I think. I've been saying this 2 or 3 weeks now, that when they meet the Cowboys Sunday night, next Sunday in Dallas.
9 days, 10 days, whatever.
Both teams will be 4-2.
Ooh.
Both teams will be 4-2. So the Eagles win in Minnesota.
Yep.
Cowboys play the Jets.
And the Cowboys will obviously win.
Both teams are going to be 4-2 next Sunday. So I think and then we'll see what happens. Right? I think they're fine. I think, you know, I heard the guy talking earlier about how bad Minnesota's offensive line is. I think they'll take advantage of that.
But what do you see that's great? And I guess what I'm trying to figure out, Vic, is, you know,
Joe does not think that they can be elite.
Yeah, I think they're good but not great. And one of the things I'd say is, like, what part of the team gives you the sense that it's a great team? Like, what part of the team can you say, I can point right there and say that's greatness? Where is it?
You know, look, there's situations all the time where elite teams don't become elite until, you know, late in season.
Develop.
So they develop. I was watching this thing about the 49ers yesterday. I don't know, must have been on the NFL Network, that they were 6-5 at one point during the 88 or 89 season.
Absolutely.
And
it was 88.
It was 88 season. Yeah. They were 6-5, yeah. and they beat the Washington Redskins, and then they went on from there, and they won the Super Bowl.
It's when they settled on Montana instead of Young. They had gone back and forth.
I was watching a piece. I think it was Football Life on Mike Holmgren. That's probably what I was watching.
They kept flipping back and forth between Montana and Young. The whole team fell out of whack.
And he made the decision that they were going to go with Montana.
Right.
And when they did, they won that game. They were 6-11 at the time. My point is this, that great teams aren't always determined early in the season or even midseason. Right, John, you know this. Sometimes there's a game, there's a play, there's a series. There are just things that happen. But do I think that these guys have it in them, you know, to become an elite team in week 14, 15, 16? Yeah, I do. I think they can. And look, I maybe because John and I are, you know, wore the silks at one time, you know, so we feel we have a little bit more vested interest in the team that we played for. I do. I always cheer for my three teams, the Eagles, of course, always. But even watch the Packers and the Cardinals, and I root for them unless they play the Eagles. But I feel that way.
We've seen them do it before. We've seen them put it together the last two seasons.
They've got a great
when
coach.
It mattered. And now I think they're in a better spot. I mean, certainly offensive line wise and run game wise. And to me, that matters. That counts. Doug Peterson is going to chew clock this year. Carson Wentz will make less mistakes than he has previously.
And I think he's playing better than he did earlier in the year. Carson's playing good. He's played good ball the last couple weeks. Let's talk to Sean who's with us. Yo, Sean.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
So to talk about this Kapler firing today, I'd feel better if I thought there was a plan behind it, but it kind of feels like John Middleton Caesar, and he put his thumb up, and the mob said they want to get Kapler gone, and so he put his thumb down, and Kapler's gone. I mean, you can see how he played last year. He kind of even alluded to it when they signed Bryce Harper, that they were kind of in on Machado, and the fan base said, we wanted Bryce Harper, and they kind of swung their full attention towards Bryce Harper, and I think that's the way he's operating right now, and I don't think that's the way to operate this team, because my biggest concern, and if just look at the three, we want to be in the playoffs. That's number one. Look at the NL playoff teams right now, currently constructed. We had the Dodgers, we had the Braves, and specifically the Nationals. The majority of that team was built through the farm system. Where I would hold the Klintak and McPhail accountable is the five worst Philly years in the last however many. What do we get out of it? What draft picks are coming? I don't know what our prospect pool looks like. And Middleton can't keep spending $330 million to get a player to fill a hole.
No, you're right about that.
If you look at the Braves roster, then that's right. They're plugging holes in, but the majority was made up by top prospects when they were bad. They drafted well. So beyond missing on Charlie Morton, beyond missing on, you know, all these pitchers they could have signed for one-year deals, I'd hold them accountable for the farm system, because that's really the longevity of how long this team could sustain a run for, because you can't sustain buying players for $330 million.
Correct.
We saw how that worked out in the last part of our run that ended in 2011.
Joe. You agree that it's correct. Why is it that you're cool with Matt Klintak sticking around?
I mean, look, we can go round and round forever.
Four years.
I get it.
Ineptitude.
I don't think it's ineptitude. That's the thing.
If we're not good.
What is it?
I mean, they haven't been good enough. I mean, it doesn't mean
that's ineptitude.
That's a tough standard.
In Major League Baseball, that's ineptitude.
James, let me ask you a question. The Phillies farm system, people act like it's horrendous. You normally reference it as more middle of the road. What is it?
No, it's pretty bad. Like, I would say bottom seven or eight in baseball.
Where did you get two guys?
I just hung my head in shame.
Two guys.
For those that can't see us in radio, my head just went down in shame.
I mean, they have two guys who you can look at and say those guys could be all-stars someday. Alec Baum and Spencer Howard. There's no one else. There's no one else you could say that guy could be an all-star. That's it.
And that's with.
And there aren't a lot of guys who you say, oh, they'll definitely be a major league player either. It's not great.
Well,
by the way, how does Washington feel about moving on?
Without Bryce Harper.
Bryce feel?
And how about this, Vi? They actually prioritize trying to make the playoffs instead of McPhail, who says, if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. They make the playoffs. They win the wild card game, which we all knew was a 50-50. They win it, okay? Then they beat the Dodgers, which I was saying to everyone, you can do in a five-game series. Yeah. I don't care how great they are. Dodgers could go 162-0. They could still lose a five-game series.
Or they win 106 games this year.
Now
you got momentum. You got pitching.
Yeah.
And you win one more series. You win the pennant.
And you're eight games away from winning the whole thing, the World Series.
And they have a lot of young talent that is carrying them there. They got a guy like Juan Soto who's 20 years old, hitting huge home runs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like,
unbelievable.
Where are those guys here?
How would Bryce feel if they go on and they win eight games?
I know. It's incredible. All right, Vi, you've got a tremendous charity event coming up. Want to give you an opportunity. Monday, October the 21st, just in a couple weeks, coming up. I know near and dear to your heart, helping out people in the community. And, of course, people can get involved with this at your website. So just if you could, walk people through what's happening.
Yeah, the Vi Sikkema Foundation. We started a foundation a year ago. We have an annual luau, and it's at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It's nice. John, if you're free, come by. John, I think Joe's coming.
I'll be there for sure.
It's going to be a great time. We got... So we're doing all kinds of good things. You guys know that I do Wednesday's Child segment every week at NBC 10. I help kids find homes for them to be adopted in. But beyond that, we just did a thing. We partnered with one of our partners, TD Bank, and we went to Camden, took 60 kids, and taught them, some financial literacy. You know, these Good. Are kids in at the Leap Academy who are all headed to college. But, when they get to college, you guys know this. You get to college, you get these mailings, and people sign up. If you've never had money in your pocket before, you can sign up and get a $500 limit credit card. And these kids often do. And what do? They run out and, buy jeans and shoes and whatnot. Before they know it, they're maxed out. And then, they're fighting an uphill battle the rest of their lives because their credit's ruined.
Yep.
So we've done financial literacy classes. We're just trying to do as much good as we can. And we have great partners who have helped us, Independence, Blue Cross, NBC10, Comcast. We got tons of people who have come, stepped out. We got a table full of Eagles that are coming. Jordan Mailata performed at my event last year. Good. And I know he's got a bad back. He's on IR. But he can
he's
play the guitar.
He's pretty talented.
Dude,
yeah.
I know you play the guitar, right?
Yeah.
I'm impressed. He can't, not only can he play, he sings like a bird, man.
Yeah.
The guy is unbelievably talented.
I'm a big fan.
But so you'll see and hear him perform.
That's great.
Got some surprise though. It's good.
And tickets still available?
Yeah. Tickets are a little pricey because it's a big time event.
But direct donations also to help a wonderful cause. Again, the website is visicahemafoundation.com. Let me say that again. visicahemafoundation.com. The event is Monday, October the 21st. 6 to 9.
By the way, we're working out a deal with St. Joe's Prep. We're going to try to do some scholarships for kids there.
Nice.
Underprivileged kids. As you know, you went to school with kids at the Prep.
Of course.
And maybe you were one of them, Joe, and here you are sitting at WIP. But we're going to try to get scholarships for kids there. So, we're trying to just do as much good as we can in the world.
Awesome. Vi, wow. I admire the heck out of you.
You guys are the best, man.
Can't be if you are, but I'll take the compliment. Thank you, sir.
I'm wearing my glasses, brother. I got a sty. I'm not at work today because I've got a sty in my left eye. So,
There you go. Again, visicahemafoundation.com. Vi, thanks so much for being in the studio.
Man.
Good luck with the event.
Great.
There he is. Visicahema. We come back. It should be an explosive time's yours, and it's next.
I'm losing weight on Nutrisystem, and I can tell it's really working because I had a friend tell me his wife saw me and didn't recognize me. I didn't realize how different I look because it's been so easy for me to lose 40 pounds in 6.5 weeks. I'm at my goal weight of 220 now, and I'm looking into Nutrisystem's maintenance program because I love eating this food, and it's delivered right to my door. All the work is done for you. All you have to do is eat and lose. Guys, join me on Nutrisystem. Lose up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. Money back guaranteed. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Use the promo code Richie, that's RITCHIE, to get $50 off plus a week of protein-packed shakes for free. Do not put this off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right and use the promo code RITCHIE to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.